Hello everyone and welcome to the Outsiders Cricket Podcast. I'm your host Udra and today we're going to be talking about the Women's Asia Cup that has just ended 18 minutes ago, where India has won the Asia Cup for the seventh time. They've won the tournament 7 out of 8 times, which is an outstanding achievement, and the way in which they won it today was truly, truly outstanding. We're going to start off by talking about the games throughout the tournament, the finals itself, positives that we can take out from this tournament, and the negatives, if there are any, going forward into the World Cup, which is going to happen in February in South Africa. So let's just get started off. The tournament kicked off for India on the 1st of October when they beat Sri Lanka by 41 runs. They beat Malaysia by 30 runs, UAE by 104 runs. They lost to Pakistan, but that was the only loss in the tournament for us. We lost to Pakistan by 13 runs. We won against Bangladesh by 59 runs, won against Thailand by 9 wickets. And then we beat Thailand once again in the semifinals by 74 runs. And today in the finals, we've beaten Sri Lanka by 8 wickets to convincingly win our 7th title. So, what are the positives when I look at this tournament? I mean, clearly, the opponents that we faced aren't at the level of Australia or England or South Africa, the teams which are actually going to give us a competition in the World Cup. But the real positives, according to me, in this tournament for India was the fact that players who weren't performing for them previously have stepped up and performed in this tournament. Like Jemima Rodrigues, she wasn't picked in the World Cup this year. She's come back. She's the highest run scorer of the tournament. She scored 213 runs at an average of 54.5 and a strike rate of 136. I mean, the way she was batting in the first couple of games, it looked like she was just going to win the tournament for India single-handedly. And the fact that in the absence of now Mithali Raj, obviously, who's retired, it looks like India found that balance in the middle order which seemed to be missing previously, which is really, really nice. And obviously, Shefali Varma and Smriti Mandhana, the openers that they are, they've been doing an outstanding job at the top. So Shefali Varma still, according to me, needs a little bit of maturity when to play shots and not throw away the wicket. But I think we have enough time to let her get into that and grow into that position. So yeah, that's about the batting. And when we look at the bowling, Deepti Sharma was the highest wicket taker of the tournament with 13 wickets. She bowled amazingly, and alongside her, I think the biggest positive that India have this year that they found in the past couple of years actually is Renuka Singh. Again, the absence of someone like Jhulan Goswami, she is someone who's really stepped up in that fast bowling lineup and got those wickets with the new ball, got those wickets by swinging the ball. And that is something you'll really need in a place like South Africa when you have the World Cup there. You'll need bowlers who can use the bounce on the pitch, swing the ball around. And so she's someone who can lead the bowling attack in that sense. And while we're talking about all of this, I mean, you can't really say that there are no negatives from this tournament either. I mean, we did lose a game to Pakistan. And if we're going to keep losing these games against weaker teams, then I mean, but the question is, what are we going to do against top teams at the top world stage, right? Like a slip up against Australia or England, that can just completely lose the momentum. We've seen this multiple times in the past with our team, the 2017 World Cup, the 2021 World Cup, 2022 World Cup. We've lost and choked in knockout stages because people say that it's our luck, but it's not our luck. It's our mindset and it's the momentum that we carry into the match, that we carry into an innings, that we carry into a part of an innings that really matters. And that's not going in our favor. And so these are the small mistakes that we don't have to make. When we step on the field, there has to be a mindset of winning the game and completely dominating the game. And I know I'm being too harsh over here, but if you have to win a tournament like the World Cup, you have to be on that stage. We've seen Australia do this in the past. They are known as the ruthless team that they are only because of their mindset. And that's how you are going to be world champions. And so I think that's just one very mere place where I think I could point out the negative. Maybe also the fact that we don't have any clear finisher right now in the team. Like there are a couple of girls who are coming in and doing the job for us, but maybe something that we can look at moving forward. Otherwise, I think our spinners, fast bowlers, openers are top order. They're doing a great job of just carrying the game forward as they wish. Looking at the other teams in this Asia Cup, I think Pakistan was the second best team in the tournament. It was surprising that, you know, although they finished the group stage at number two, they weren't able to beat Sri Lanka in the finals. I mean, it was a close game. They lost the semifinals by a single run. But regardless, I think they should have just won that game easily. And maybe they would have given India a much tougher fight in the finals. Also, talking about the finals, like if any of you all haven't caught up with that, Sri Lanka batting first scored just 65 runs in their 20 overs. They were down to 9 wickets. Renuka Singh took 3 wickets. Deepti Sharma, although she did not take any wickets, she just gave away 7 runs in her 4 overs. Rajashree Gaikwad took 2 wickets for 16 and Sneh Rana another 2 wickets for 13. So clinical performance from a bowling lineup, and then a batsman just came out and finished off the game. They chased 66 runs in just 8.3 overs, winning the game by 8 wickets. So no complaints over there. An easy win for us. This is the 7th time out of 8 times that we've won the Asia Cup. So super dominance in this tournament from us. And I think that's what should be expected from a tournament where there aren't any teams that really challenge you. Also, talking of other teams, I think congratulations to Thailand, who made it to the semifinals. I mean, Bangladesh missed out because the game against Thailand was against UAE, I think, sorry. The game against UAE was washed out due to rain, and so Thailand actually qualified. But regardless, I think it's a great achievement for them for cricket in their country, and it's a good push for them, regardless of what result they got in the knockout. A couple of more shout-outs, I think, would be to players like Harshita Madhavi of Sri Lanka, who was the second highest run scorer of the tournament with 202 runs at an average of 26 and strike rate of 93. Great performance for her individually, for her side. And looking at bowling figures, looking at the bowling figures, there is Inoka Ranavira, who also took 13 wickets alongside Deepti Sharma. She just had a slightly greater economy than her, which is why she is at number two. But again, shout out to these two players who made sure that their team did well and reached the finals. Great, great achievement for them. And now talking about women's cricket in general, I think there's a lot to look forward to in the upcoming months. India, I think, have a couple of bilateral series coming up, I think, in Australia and England. After this, they obviously have the World Cup in February, starting on the 10th of February and ending on 26th. That's in South Africa. And as many rumors right now are stating, there is a chance of a women's IPL happening in March 2023 with 5 teams. It'll be a proper IPL with proper IPL teams and managers and players. And I think it's going to be a huge push for women's cricket overall or around the world, with, you know, sponsors coming in India and the viewership coming in. It's going to motivate a lot of people, a lot of girls to take up cricket, and also a lot of people to start following women's cricket, which is great because women's cricket isn't as keenly followed in India as it should be. But regardless, I think it's going to be great for the country, for the sport, and for the spectrum of the game as a whole. So yeah, I think that's it. That was a short roundup of the Asia Cup and how Team India is going at the moment. I think we are doing a lot of right things. And if we continue to do these over the next couple of months, we have a great chance of winning the World Cup in South Africa. We've got a great squad. We've got a great young squad who are keen and who are excited. And, you know, it shows me glimpses of the 2007 World Cup team where, you know, there were a lot of youngsters. No one really expected a lot. Obviously, there are expectations right now, but I think it's in a positive manner and a positive vibe. And I think it's really important to harness that energy into a tournament like the World Cup, because winning a tournament like that is really going to give a huge push for cricket all around the world, not just in India. So that was a short review of the Asia Cup. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And I'll be coming up with a lot more of these short podcasts along with a few colleagues of mine really, really soon. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you really soon. Thank you and goodbye.